in the letter that we've been reading from St. Paul, 1 Timothy. This is a beautiful text. It's one of Paul's last letters. And one of the ways in which we could try to articulate what Paul is wanting us to see through this letter is an answer to the question, how shall we live? How shall we live? Now, today's text was very rich and complicated, and I can't talk about all of it, for which you are very thankful, I am sure. But I do want to focus on this one idea. One of the things that St. Paul is trying to articulate in 1 Timothy is this understanding that you and I are citizens of two kingdoms. We are indeed, first and foremost, citizens of the kingdom of heaven. But we are also citizens of a temporal society. And part of what St. Paul wants us to understand is the interrelationship between the two. How do we, as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, live, as in our case, as citizens of this temporal society that we call the country of Canada and the province of Alberta? Now, at the beginning of today's reading, Paul is assuming that we know what he said right before the text that Judy started to read. So let me just pick up again where we started today. My child, says St. Paul to Timothy, teach and urge these duties. Well, what are the duties that St. Paul is referring to? And in order to answer that question, you have to actually look at the first two verses of chapter 6, which we don't have in our missal this morning. So let me just read what comes immediately before Paul's words of encouragement to teach and urge these duties. This is what he says. Let all who are under the yoke of slavery regard their masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching of God may not be blasphemed. Now, we're not going to get into a complicated discussion on Paul's understanding of the nature of slavery in the first century. But that there is an underlying principle that St. Paul is trying to articulate here. And it has to do with the fact that God has ordered society in a certain way, that we are to live in relation to those who have an authority because of their office. Here, St. Paul is talking about that in relation between, say, a slave and his earthly master. This is one type of the ordering of authority. Interestingly, back in chapter 2, St. Paul refers to it in relation to civic authority, and we actually had this passage earlier in the week. There he writes, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone. Listen to this. For kings and all in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and good and acceptable in the sight of God. So one of the things that we see in 1 Timothy is this understanding that as citizens of heaven, we want to, as best as we can, live in relation to the temporal authority so that, Paul says, we can live godly lives that are peaceable with all dignity, and we can be a people who are seeking to follow in the way of the Lord. So that just gives a little bit of background to today's reading. And now listen again to what St. Paul says at the beginning of our text for today. Teach and urge these duties. Whoever teaches otherwise and does not agree with the sound words of the Lord Jesus and the teaching that is in accordance with godliness is in a way conceited, understanding nothing, and has a morbid craving for controversy. Now, what is Paul getting at here? I think it's the following, that he refers to Jesus, and of course, a principle in Jesus' teaching was the following. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And as is always the case, in every society, this will lead to a reaction. That not everyone, for any number of reasons, might be able to follow in line with what the apostle and our Lord is saying here. And indeed, I think these words of St. Paul are particularly pertinent given our current crisis. There is a tendency within many of us, I think, to have a kind of controversial spirit. Dissent is rife, and so in the air today. And indeed, as we see, as we find ourselves where we are right now, with ICUs, with unprecedented numbers of patients. I was listening to the radio yesterday, and an ICU doctor who's been an ICU physician in Edmonton for 10 years said he has never seen the ICUs in the place where they are now. And again, because of where we are in this time of such tension, we not only have this reality, we have the very experience now that here we are back at Mass with registration and locked doors. So what are we to do? How are we to kind of live in a time like this? And I think part of the answer is found right at the end of today's reading. Listen to these beautiful words of St. Paul. This is an encouragement for you and me. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. That is that kind of controversial dissent. Rather, he says, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance. Listen to this last one, and gentleness. What a contrast between dissension. Rather than having a dissenting spirit, to have a gentle spirit. And then he says, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you are called and for which you made a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. My beloved brothers and sisters, we are our brother's keeper. We are our sister's keeper. And I think that's one of the things that the Lord would want to teach us during this time. And I know I need to remind myself of this daily. We are in a fight right now. We are in a fight against a terrible virus, but we are not to be in a fight that is directed towards one another. How do we live with this kind of perspective? Well, by cultivating the virtues Paul lists here. And notice he says the following, the verb that he uses. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. That is, we have to run after them. We have to be intentional in making them the focus of our lives. And my prayer is that as we live in this time, where we have to try to now combat the fourth wave and this pernicious Delta variant, that we'll allow the Holy Spirit to inspire our hearts to follow Holy Scripture. Because we are called, beloved brothers and sisters, to be good citizens of this temporal land, this temporal province called Alberta. Because you and I are primarily citizens of heaven, and we are under the loving authority of Jesus Christ, who said to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. In conclusion, I have tried this morning to do what St. Paul says priests are called to do. My child, teach and urge these duties. God bless you all.